You are listening to the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. Let's check the futures markets with Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Tell me about the marketplace and what happened in the beans, at least the nearby contract.
Well, I think, you know, we saw the start of the collapse yesterday as the funds decided they need to liquidate their position down before first notice day on Friday, and also that we saw some basis levels break when finally a few cash beans did begin to move into the port and into some of the processors yesterday. And when that happened, why we saw the September, which is not really a good to use as far as needing quick shipment beans, because they wouldn't be getting them till the 20th of September, and new beans will be ready then. So the big difference sort of caused the collapse.
And so that collapse appears that it did not have much of an impact on the November on out, though, or am I mistaken in what I'm seeing at the end of the day?
No, it really didn't. I mean, and basically what it amounts to is, you know, we were trading a lot higher. We're still 50 cents higher on the September than the November's now. And we will see some premium shipments or premium basis bids on the based into the November for a quick shipment here over the next 1, 2, or 3 weeks as we come up here, Todd, depending on how soon we can fill this pipeline. But they don't want to raise the November price on up a lot, because they don't want people to hang in there for delivery that can do it at the end of, you know, halfway through the month of November when we've got a glut of beans.
Does this mean anything for producers, farmers who might have beans that they still own on old crop, or if they can deliver new crop?
Well, I think, you know, there's going to be still some good basis levels. I think most everybody is bidding off the November now, or most everybody is. They were still bidding off the September in some cases. I think that earlier rather than later is going to be the best time to sell some beans, at least cash beans, along the way. And I think that if you had some old crop beans, I think you still had the chance to get close to $13 here just the end of last week. And, you know, like I say, the big premiums are probably gone away compared to what they were just 5 days ago.
Corn slid a few more cents again today.
You know, great weather, more rain in the dry areas. Just continuing, you know, the pro farmer tour sort of sized up and said it's a big crop, and everything moving along that way, and no real, you know, sales as far as corn goes along the way. I think that we're going to go down and, you know, press into this 350 type area and then probably trade sideways here, Todd. We did notice a little bit of, you know, resistance and a little bounce back towards the end of the day in both the corn and the bean market today. But I think overall, this weather and the way everything is, it looks like we'll, you know, grind a little bit lower, and then we're going to see what does hold along here. So, you know, the 350, I think, will hold for a little while.
Any final statement before I let you go for the afternoon?
You know, good growing weather and everything along the way, it's going to be awfully hard to put a rally together right now.
And we'll see you tomorrow evening in Ashmore, Illinois, at 5 o'clock for the Farm Credit Illinois Ag Outlook and ARC PLC program.
Yeah, looking forward to that, and be looking forward to seeing a lot of the listeners out there.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
That is Wayne Nelson. He's with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, and joins us here on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report.